I want to know him. Why? Because he know where a ring's at when you don't know where it's at. Isn't that right, Sister Lucy? Satan was in this, Adam led him in this world, and he came to bring all this confusion and chaos and destruction in your life so you couldn't live like God created you to live. Psalm 139, verse 14, he said, I know you are fearfully and wonderfully what made. And my soul doeth know it right well. But he came to bring destruction and make you think that you're a hunk of junk. And you get in these kind of situations, the enemy try to make you feel and act like you're a hunk of junk. But when you come into Christ, when you get born again, guess who you are? You're God's precious jewel. You become precious to him because he paid the price for you. And he didn't give just a dime. He gave his life. He gave everything so you could have this life that he gave and live like the God that you are joined to and become one with. That's what he did. So when you speak, you have authority in the name of Jesus to stop what the enemy trying to do to you. No, you don't. Do you know who I am? If you don't know, I'm about to tell you. You don't touch the blood-washed child of God. You don't put your hands on what been washed in blood, in the blood of Jesus. Now stop it. You're not going to bring this misery in my life. You're not going to talk this unbelief to me. You're not going to tell me what I can't do when I have heard from him. He told me I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. He told me, great is he that's in me and then he that's in the world. He told me. He's my daddy and you not. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So thank you, Father. We have been set free. We have been set free. Everything the enemy accused us of, he is a lying accuser. I'm not guilty of anything that he says I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when he fooled me, or if he fooled me, now my eyes open, I'm not going to continue to run with him. If my body had picked up some habits, an addiction that seemed to control me rather than my spirit, stop now. This is where you get off it. Because I will not be ruled by anything else and anybody else. Jesus is Lord. What are you saying? Jesus is in charge. I only follow him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you don't do anything about it, but you need to be on. Many times we get the pain. Oh, that old leg hurt me. Oh, no, you can't help it that way. Oh, you saying the wrong thing, baby. Oh, this old leg is so healed. Pain, you ain't going to stay here. Woo, I got some healing flowing out of my spirit. Woo, I'm going to walk on this thing. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You say, will that work? Yeah, it'll work if you work it. You working that old pain? Oh, my leg is sore. Who you working that? Why not reverse it? Oh, you hurting, but you so healed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You healed me 2,000 years ago. Woo, I don't feel like moving, but I'm going to move it because I believe it's healed. Woo, glory to God. Why don't you do that? You say you believe God. Listen. Hallelujah. I know I'm preaching better than you shouting this morning. That's all right. Hallelujah. Colossians. Listen to the Colossians 1:12-14. Listen to this. Ooh-hoo. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection. Giving thanks. Doing what? Giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us what? Meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. I thought the scripture was up there. All right. Giving thanks unto the Father, doing what? Which has made us meet. That word meet, let's put able. Made us able. I'm able to partake. To be what? Partakers. Partakers. Of what? Of the inheritance. Of the saints. Where? In light. The saints has something in light. The light has shined. I'm a partaker of this divine nature. I'm a partaker of this eternal life. I'm a partaker of this divine health. I'm a partaker of God's goodness and greatness and power and authority. I'm a king kid. I'm joined to a king. So I'm giving him thanks. Thank you, Lord. Woo! I'm the healed. I'm the well. I'm the healthy, I'm the strong, I'm the prosper, I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I can do all things. My needs are met. My mind is renewed. My strength is strong. I live long. I enjoy life. Oh, glory to God. I give you thanks. You call me to this, and I inherit this, and I with the rest of the saints, and I'm walking in the light of my redemption. Hallelujah. I want to know if there's some more, Lord. Yes, son, there's much more. I want to know him. I want to know it, Lord. I want it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is good. This is so good. You got some more, Lord? Yes, I got plenty more. I want to know you, Lord. That's what Paul said. That's what I'm saying. I want to know him. I want to know him. Ha, ha, ha. Let's keep going. And who has? Woo, thank you, Jesus. Who has? Not going to who has. Who has delivered us from where? The power of darkness out from under the control of satanic operation. And every scheme that he has to try to deceive me, I've been delivered from it. Hallelujah. The power of darkness. Darkness don't rule me. And has, not going to, has translated us where? Into the kingdom of his dear son. Ooh, that means I'm with him. God raised him from the dead. I said, God raised him from the dead. Seated him at his own right hand where? In heavenly places where? By God's in his throne and has raised me and you and us up together and made us do what? Sit together. Where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For what reason? That we may reign in life. Who has delivered us from that power? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Keep going. In whom we have redemption. Well, in him, in whom we have, not going to get it, we have redemption through his blood,